Good afternoon, Truth Seekers, and welcome to the first episode of the Watchers Network, presented by Daily News Made Simple. And today, we're going to be talking about a couple of things that are happening from Antarctica, as well as some world news and situations that are currently happening. So, if you like today's episode, definitely subscribe to our podcast, share it where you want to share it, and hopefully you all enjoy. So, sit back. Relax, listen to the podcast, and get some coffee and hang out. All right, so the first thing that we are going to discuss is some information that's coming out of Antarctica, and every once in a while there's some information that keeps coming out of stuff that people discover and new things that people discover. And so that's going to be some of the things that we're going to talk about today here in this episode. And the first thing I kind of want to say about it is that a lot of people obviously kind of think it's kind of like a conspiracy theory in a way about stuff that's going on within Antarctica. But in all retro's perspective, there is a lot of things going on there that isn't readily available to the public. Some things do, come out of the limelight every once in a while, but other than that, they try to keep it pretty secluded and off the grid of the spectrum in terms of public relations and stuff like that. So that's going to be a couple of things that we are going to talk about here today. And first and foremost about it is that they do have a really big station, basically, in the middle of Antarctica, and we all know that part of the country is literally just a big giant landmass and big giant ice landmass, and it's very inhospitable. It's very hard to do research in this area. So what they did was, and it's been there for a while, is that they made a station, and NSF, the National Science Foundation, made this at McMurdo, or in McMurdo Station in Antarctica, and it can be found on Google Maps, or Google Earth, rather, because then you can do street views, and you can see a little bit more, and actually see inside buildings and stuff that's there. But scientists do come out to that part of Antarctica, where they make up shop there, and basically they try to do as much research as possible in Antarctica. Now, it's also something good to note that you can't just get up and make a trip and fly to Antarctica. It's not like that at all. Basically, the only people that are allowed to go to this location is scientists and workers and people that are, doing researches. And it is definitely being supervised by, world's governments, not just the U.S., all the world's governments. And is all being supervised to keep, what they say is to keep as much safety as possible so that no one gets hurt during this research. But you can actually apply to go to Antarctica as one of these little, scientists and try to help and do some stuff. But mainly it's people that, have PhDs. They know what they're doing and they've been doing it for, quite a while. So, but you can find job boards online to go to Antarctica and work. It's a big old process, of course, but it is possible. Definitely don't recommend it because it's cold as shit there most of the time, and you're definitely going to freeze, and it's going to be a rough time for sure. But it is possible to work at this McMurdo Station in Antarctica and help with research and stuff like that. But some of these scientists and what they have found so far that is being covered by other news outlets and whatnot throughout the country. And one I have pulled up here that's from the Sun, that's a UK newspaper. And basically they're saying that it stretches in a distance of 151 miles across and has a maximum depth of about 848 meters. And that's just talking about the full spectrum of Antarctica. And it also says that some researchers believe it is the remains of a truly massive asteroid, which was more and twice the size of the Chicxulub space rock, which wiped out the dinosaurs. And so there's definitely a lot of stuff that has been there in Antarctica, and it's been frozen over time, and we all know that the best preserver is ice. So there's going to be a lot of things there that can be found from, ancient times, maybe even beyond, maybe animals are being preserved out there. There was a new species as well that they did find from some scientists, divers, that actually made, a quite decent hole in the ice shelf and dove down. They would go on to say that it was probably one of the most coldest places that they've ever been in, which is given the inhospitable, can't really say that word. And it's a very hard place to just to be able to try to do conduct research and whatnot. But they did end up going down there with special equipment. And they would go on to say it's just like a whole nother world. And that there's over so much that already it needs to be discovered. There's some stuff that they obviously already discovered, including this new species that they found and they're doing research on, which I found that pretty quite interesting. But there's going to be a lot of stuff out there that is being preserved by the ice, and that's probably been there for thousands of years. So there's still a lot of research that needs to be going on in Antarctica itself, which they are readily doing. Well, practically every day, and trying to find out more and more about the stuff that did possibly go on. The one thing I found interesting was that it is a speculation that that asteroid from way beyond years and hundreds of years ago was there. They haven't really found 100% proof of it, but they have found bits and whatnot of like asteroid particles and stuff like that within ice that's being preserved. So that's what gives them the presumption that there was, there's a pretty giant asteroid that struck down at in Antarctica and then was preserved pretty well because of all the ice and how cold it is and how things just freeze. And so it's definitely, a pretty good possibility, and there's definitely a lot more discoveries that we're going to be making throughout, the period of time. And it does take a lot of time because, like we said before, it's a very inhospitable place. Surviving and doing research at the same time is definitely, a little bit rough, and it's going to be a little bit hard. But they do it, and little by little, they are finding new things. So then one of the new species, they didn't really clarify really too much about it. They just said that there's, a new species that they have found and that they're doing more research on it. So maybe later on, a couple months ahead, maybe we'll get, some more information about that and some more information about this probable asteroid that they think is there, because of some of the asteroid particles that they found being preserved in the ice and down in the ocean. The divers that actually that we talked about earlier that made the hole in the ice pretty substantial one and went down to and dive to try to look for certain things, they actually found this pretty massive mountain valley that is under there, and it's pretty massive, and they still think that there's still more discoveries there that needs to be made. So they're definitely working on that as well. And honestly, we honestly can't wait just to see what they find and what is readily available to the public. I'm definitely going to be doing more research on this for sure, but it's going to be pretty cool to see actually what is there in a way or in a sense, and see what, is being preserved, especially if it's, ancient stuff from thousands and thousands of years ago. There was some speculation that there's this ancient civilization basically that once was there and then, died out and got frozen. So there is that too. That's just pure speculation as well. There isn't no evidence really anywhere of it that that's actually a thing. It's just a speculation between conspiracy theories and scientists that it's possibly something like that there. But as more information comes out about this, we will, keep everyone updated and keep doing podcast episodes about this subject. And kind of going on to that, there's also this one place that's called the Wilkes Land Gravity Anomaly. And it was first uncovered by NASA and satellites in 2006. And it was actually spotted gravitational changes. And NASA scientists think that, because of the gravitational changes with that, that there could be a huge object that's sitting there that's about 300 mile wide of an impact crater. So that's what is giving them the main possibility that a huge asteroid at one point struck down there in Antarctica and is, frozen in time because of the ice. But the area that it is known as is the Wilkes Land. And that's another pretty interesting thing, since it was actually uncovered by NASA and not a conspiracy theories. However, they do talk about some people that are coming up with own theories, saying that it could be a massive UFO base or a portal to a mysterious underworld called the Hollow Earth, apparently. But that's just complete speculation. There's no evidence on that at all. There's more evidence that, from a NASA satellite imagery of what it could be. And from NASA themselves, they do believe that in that area known as the Wilkes Land, there's a massive 300 mile wide impact crater. And that's what gives them, it makes them believe that at one time there was, a pretty massive asteroid that struck down in that area and is being preserved most likely pretty well because of the ice and how cold it is and how much everything freezes there and that in location of Antarctica. So that's another pretty cool one as well. So that's gonna be it for some information that's been coming out of Antarctica, but we will definitely keep an eye on some of the things that are going there, and when we get more information about it, we will, put it in a podcast and make it readily available for the public. But for now, we are gonna switch subjects here for a minute, and we're gonna turn over to some world news and take a look at some things that are ongoing right now live. So I hope you guys enjoy some of that. But we do have some live news right now coming out from Afghanistan, and the Taliban has taken control of most, if not all, of the country now. And Taliban forces have moved into Kabul following the collapse of the Afghan government. Protests against Taliban rule were met with violence by fighters for a second straight day on Tuesday. The Pentagon said on Thursday that more than 5,200 total U.S. troops are on the ground and that roughly 7,000 people have been airlifted out of the country since evacuations began August 14th. The UN called on countries to halt all forcible returns of Afghan refugees and said it is temporarily relocating a third of its international staff in Kabul due to violent situation in the country. So there's definitely some news coming out of there, out of Kabul, Afghanistan, and there's definitely some updates coming out of it as well. And by the looks of it, it definitely looks like there is some violence that's taken place over there at the moment, even though that Taliban forces did swear that there was going to be no violence or any type of resistance or anything like that that was taking place, but that turns out to be not the case here. And they're definitely in like a violent situation in that country right now, which is kind of crappy, definitely kind of crappy. But there's a press conference that's taking place right now, live, and they're doing some talks about it and trying to, see. Probably not going to do much to try to help the situation, since they're, trying to evacuate all of American personnel out of that region and basically as soon as possible. Last I've heard, there was still a lot of American workers that were still there stuck in Kabul that are still trying to flee that country, and they are working on evacuating as much people out of that region as possible. There's a lot of journalists and translators and people alike that do international work. They're also still trapped there and still trying to evacuate this situation in Afghanistan. There's also some live news coming out from the United States that's live right now. Started about 51 minutes ago, but apparently there's a security threat near the Capitol building causing evacuations of the area. Police evacuated parts of DC near the Capitol building on Thursday after reports broke of a man in a suspicious vehicle posing a security threat. And the US Capitol Police was the one that reported that. The yet to be unidentified man was seen in a pickup truck outside the Library of Congress and told police he had a bomb. The library and some congressional office buildings at the U.S. Supreme Court were among the places evacuated. Members of Congress are currently on recess and not present in their offices. So there is a security threat that is taking place near the Capitol in the United States, and evacuations of that immediate area have been started. And as it says, that a lot of the members of Congress are currently on recess and they're not present in their offices at all. They completely left that area and is being treated right now as an unsecure area due to a bomb threat. And police and law enforcement, as well as federal agencies, have converged on the site and blocked off any entrance to the Capitol as the police investigate a possible explosive device that was apparently left from, if I remember what some stuff that I seen earlier, it was left by this man, and it was from backpack, a suspicious backpack. And so that's what's currently happening right now in the United States. There is a security threat near the Capitol building, and evacuations of the area have begun. And there's a little bit more information going on about it, and we apologize about a couple of things we said a second ago. It wasn't a backpack, it was actually a man that it was in a pickup truck claiming that he has a bomb. And the U.S. Capitol Police also evacuated the Cannon House office building after the reports of the explosive device in a truck near the Library of Congress. And currently, the suspicious vehicle was near the Capitol building and Library of Congress in Washington, and is still being investigated for a possible explosive. And people were all told to leave the immediate area. And the U.S. Capitol Police is responding to it. And it's just a bunch of updates that is basically going on, that police are still investigating the reports of the explosive device and a pickup truck. So it's an ongoing investigation and an ongoing live situation from the U.S. Capitol, and they're working on figuring it out. But if you want to follow some more updates that is going on about this current situation, you can definitely find it either online by just searching it, and also on Twitter as well. It's all over on Twitter. There's also another current and mysterious situation that's coming out of the US as well in Northern California, that where a family was found dead in a remote hiking area, and it's being treated as a hazmat has a ha as a hazmat site currently. Sheriff's deputies remain mystified, sorry about that, over how a family of three, along with their dog, perished on a remote hiking trail in Mariposa County, and the investigators are considering whether a toxic substance, such as gas from mines in the area or toxic algae, could have been responsible. And they're treating the area currently where the bodies was found as a hazmat site. And searchers that found the body, and they found the bodies on Tuesday, a mile or so from their parked car that apparently was in the parking lot, after a family reported them missing on Monday. So a family member after they went hiking and they just didn't come back. A family member reported them missing, and that's when a search party was sent out. It looks like on Tuesday, and that's when they were found a mile or so from their parked car under some mysterious conditions that is possibly something that was toxic out there that may have caused them to perish. But right now, investigators are currently searching this area, and it is being treated as a hazmat site. There's also a couple people talking about it that it's incredibly frightening. Now, investigators were considering whether a toxic substance such as gas from mines or toxic algae. So they're thinking that either from the mines, that there's something toxic coming up from the mines. Usually with mines, it could have methane gas, that little pockets of methane gas that can and sometimes do burst. So it could be something from that, or test some type of toxic algae, apparently. But this is still an ongoing investigation, and they are treating it as a hazmat site. And a spokesperson for the Mariposa County Sheriff's Office actually said that it's a very unusual and unique situation, and that there was no signs of trauma and no obvious cause of death. There was no suicide note. They were out in the middle of a national forest on a day hike. So they're basically saying that so far that there's no signs of trauma or any signs of, like what's called a death struggle. There's no signs that it could be somewhat of foul play. But this is still an ongoing investigation. And as always, if you want to keep up with this investigation, you can find it online, or you can find it on Twitter as well as more updates continue on this. So there's definitely a good amount of current news and situations that is coming out of the United States, and one we already talked about a second ago is from California. So there's another one here that's coming out of California, and it has to do with wildland fires. We know that there's one called, I believe it was called the Dixie Fire from Northern California, but there's another fire that is rapidly spreading and threatening towns in its path. And the Colder Fire is going to be the name of this fire, and it's located in El Dorado County. And they're saying that it swelled overnight and prompted an emergency declaration from Government Newsom, and mandatory evacuations were issued for small towns in the fire's path, including areas near Grizzly Flats, Somerset, and Happy Valley. There is some current updates on it that's taken place. That the Colder Fire has doubled in size from Tuesday to Wednesday, scorching over an area of 30,000 acres to what it is about right now, which is 63,000 acres, and it still remains out of control with no containment. And there's more than 5,000 El Dorado County residents that have currently been evacuated out of the area due to this fire. And the Colder Fire did push across the mountains in a small community of Grizzly Flats with a population of about 1,000. And this town was nearly leveled by the flames, including the school and post office that was taken down by this fire, unfortunately. And they are stating that there's only a few homes left standing. So it's definitely a fire that is completely out of control and no containment yet. And it's taken down a good amount of areas, including houses and public service offices as well. And we do have some news from Hollywood, unfortunately, that Sonny Chiba, the martial arts legend, and he was also an actor from the movie Kill Bill. He unfortunately died at 82 of COVID-19 complications. So that's pretty unfortunate. But at some point, this actor contracted COVID or coronavirus, and he unfortunately perished from the virus at 82. There's some people here that are talking a little bit about it, but it's mostly the same thing. It's just that he contracted the coronavirus, and he unfortunately perished from complications from it. And I don't know how many of you may be gamers, but we do have some gaming news coming out as well. And I'm pretty sure if you are at least an old school gamer, started somewhere in the 90s, and you know what the game Quake is all about. But it says here that it's been currently rated by the ESRB for PlayStation, PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch, and that there's some speculation that a remaster of the Quake series could be happening currently. So that's some cool gaming news coming out for Quake. And there's also some things going on saying that it's Quake Day, so there's people celebrating the Quake franchise, as they're speculating that there could be a remaster on the way and that it could be enhanced for 4K and widescreen support, and will also include original and new expansion packs, online, local multiplayer, and co-op, and includes additional free mods, mission, and crossplay. And these are from, verified accounts from the gaming industry, so it is reputable. And Quake right now, if you don't already have it, it is out now, and from the US, you can get it for about $10. I myself have Quake as well on the PC, as well as Doom. It's a great franchise. It's like the basically one of the granddaddies of, first person shooters. So if you're a gamer and you like that type of thing, then definitely, if you haven't already, definitely pick up a copy of Quake, as there could be it could be a remaster coming for it pretty soon. I mean, we got another breaking update here that's coming out some point in time between either today or yesterday. There was another issue that was taking place in the Times Square in New York, and there's a breaking update here that says that the New York Police Department issued an all clear on a suspicious package in Times Square following earlier evacuation. So that the situation that happened in Times Square is now a closed investigation, and units have arrived, and they are still doing a little bit of cleanup and whatnot. But apparently, the package that was in Times Square has been cleared and deemed to be not suspicious. So it's an all go there. So apparently, they're reopening Times Square in New York, and the situation that was happening there has definitely come to a halt. So that's all we got for you guys today. They're gonna go ahead and end this today's podcast, but if you enjoy listening and would like to hear some more things that is going on with either Antarctica or world news and situation events that are taking place, we will be covering it and posting a podcast either every day or every other day. So if you're into something like that and you do liked it, this episode, then definitely, subscribe to our podcast, and we'll be trying to give out, as much truthful information as possible. And we do have voice messages. If you do follow us on Twitter, I'll have some links in the description below this podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, and we'll have a voice message link that will be available on our profile. And you can definitely leave us a voice message if you would like to. But that's gonna do it for today's podcast. I hope you all enjoyed, and we'll see you in the next one.